Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday. The Chargers have a problem. The NFL and the union has begun a probe into the Chargers' handling of two injuries to safety Jahlil Adai in Thursday night's game with Denver. A neck stinger on the first play, a hit in the third quarter that left him dazed and appeared to be with a concussion. He was sent back into the game twice to play. A day later, he was diagnosed finally with a concussion. Legendary coach John Madden, who helps NFL owners oversee concussion diagnosis incidents, was livid at the Chargers' medical staff over the weekend. The Adai incident comes a week after cornerback Brandon Flowers was allowed to re-enter a game against Kansas City after a head blow that finally was diagnosed, too, as a concussion. On the NFL scoreboard on Sunday, the Steelers blew out the Colts. Quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, an NFL record 522 yards passing and six touchdowns. He outgunned Andrew Luck, who threw for 403 scores. Steelers had 639 yards offense in the 51-31 win. Roethlisberger becomes the only quarterback in NFL history to have two 500-yard passing games in a career. Green Bay got bombed by the New Orleans Saints. Drew Brees threw two touchdowns in a three-minute span, finished with 311 yards passing. Mark Ingram ran for 172 in the Saints' win. Green Bay quarterback Aaron Rodgers, with a hamstring issue, stayed in the game and threw for 418 in the losing cause. Patriots bombed the Bears. Tom Brady threw for 354 and five touchdowns in that win. Chiefs over the Rams. Kansas City's defense had seven quarterback sacks. Quarterback Alex Smith, razor sharp, 24 of 28, 226 yards passing, and Niall Davis had a 99-yard kickoff return. The Cardinals edged the Philadelphia Eagles. Carson Palmer, game-winning touchdown with a minute 21 to go in the fourth quarter. Palmer finished with 329. He outshined Nick Foles, the Eagle quarterback, threw for 411 in the loss. Lions over the Falcons in the game in London. Detroit wiped out a 21-0 lead and posted that win. Falcons come home with a 2-6 record. Seahawks edged the Carolina Panthers. Russell Wilson, game-winning touchdown with 47 seconds left. The Bills over the Jets. Buffalo's defense, six takeaways. Kyle Orton threw four touchdown passes. The Jets benched quarterback Geno Smith after he threw three interceptions in the first quarter. Rex Ryan's team has lost seven in a row. The Browns over the Raiders. Cleveland's defense had three takeaways, three sacks of Derek Carr. The Raiders are 0-7. Miami over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Dolphins scored two touchdowns off interceptions of quarterback Blake Bortles. Houston beat Tennessee. Arian Foster ran for 151 in that victory. Minnesota in overtime over Tampa Bay. Linebacker Anthony Barr, 27-yard fumble return for a touchdown to give the Vikes the victory. And Andy Dalton scored the game-winning touchdown with 57 seconds left on a quarterback sneak. The Bengals wore out the Baltimore Ravens. Monday Night Football, Dallas Cowboys go for their eighth win in a row. Tonight, they get the Washington Redskins. On the injury front, Baltimore loses cornerback Jimmy Smith with a sprained foot and tight end Owen Daniel with scope surgery on a knee. Carolina loses safety Thomas Dekoud with a hamstring. Bears defensive end Lamar Houston knee injury, celebrating a quarterback sack. Bengals lose offensive tackle Kevin Zeitler with a knee injury. The Browns lose tight end Jordan Cameron with a second concussion this season. In Detroit, defensive tackle Nick Fairley, a possible severe knee injury. Colts lose cornerback Vontae Davis with a kneecap. Miami loses both their left guards, Darren College with a concussion, Nate Garner with an ankle. The Rams have a terrible day. Wide receiver Brian Quick goes down with an arm injury. Then St. Louis loses three starting offensive linemen, Jake Long with a knee, Scott Wells with a knee, and Roger Saffold with a shoulder. Seahawks lose wide receiver Brian Walters with a concussion. Tennessee loses wide receiver Nate Washington with a sprained shoulder. Big story developing in Tampa Bay. The Buccaneers are shopping high-priced wide receiver Vincent Jackson in a possible trade. New England, Seattle, and the Eagles are all interested. The Rams, meanwhile, are talking to New England also about a deal that would ship St. Louis running back Zach Stacy to the Patriots. In college football, the AP poll is out. Mississippi State stays number one. Florida State goes to number two, but a shakeup after that. Alabama climbs back to three. Auburn is four. Oregon is five. Notre Dame is six. And Ole Miss plunges all the way to seventh after a loss. Big games on the weekend. UCLA beat Colorado in double overtime. Running back Paul Perkins ran for a 92-yard touchdown score, had 180 on the ground. Southern Cal was upset by Utah. Quarterback Travis Wilson, touchdown pass with 12 seconds to go to give the Utes the victory over the Trojans. Arizona State beat Washington. Sun Devils defense, two takeaways in Seattle. Stanford wins over Oregon State. Quarterback Kevin Hogan threw two touchdown passes. Beavers were held at 221 yards total offense, and Oregon ran up 590 yards in offense as they drilled Cal. Aztecs had the weekend off. Coming off the bye week, they're 4-3 going back on the road. Colorado State goes to 7-1 with a Mountain West Conference win over Wyoming. Quarterback Garrett Grayson, 390 yards passing. Boise State blew out Brigham Young. Quarterback Grant Hedrick threw for 410 and four touchdowns in that win. And in 1AA football in the Big Sky Conference, the top two teams both lost on the road. Eastern Washington shocked at Northern Arizona. Montana lost to Cal Poly when the Mustangs ran for 421 yards on the ground. Amongst the top-rated teams, top-ranked Mississippi State beat Kentucky. Bulldogs go to 7-0. Third-ranked Ole Miss, though, lost on an interception at the one-yard line with 2 seconds to go. They fall from the unbeaten ranks and drop in the polls. And 10th-ranked TCU torched Texas Tech. 82-27, quarterback Trev Boykins threw 7 touchdown passes in the game for the Frogs. In Major League Baseball World Series Travel Day, San Francisco beat the Royals last night 5-0. Giants take control of the Fall Classic. Pitcher Madison Bumgarner throws a 4-hit shutout. Juan Perez with a key 2-run double to blow the game open. Brandon Crawford added 3 ribbies. The Giants lead the series 3-2, heading back to Kansas City today. They'll play tomorrow night. Bumgarner's numbers are unbelievable. 4-1 in this postseason with 2 shutouts and a 0.56 ERA. Bumgarner is 4-0 in World Series starts. Shocking, sad story in St. Louis. Oscar Tavares, the 22-year-old bright rookie outfielder of the Cardinals, killed in an auto accident with his 18-year-old girlfriend in a high-speed accident on rain-swept highways in Puerto Rico on Sunday. Hit .334 in Memphis, hit .239 at the end of the season with St. Louis. Tampa Bay is reeling after manager Joe Maddon opted out of the final year of his contract to go seek another job. He left 10 days after general manager Andrew Friedman exited to take a Dodger front office position. Maddon rumored headed to the Chicago Cubs, who would have to eat the final 2 years of the contract of their current manager Rick Renteria. Rays bench coach Dave Martinez, who spent 7 years on the staff with Maddon, the front runner to get the Tampa job. Maddon reportedly was discouraged the fact that Tampa continues not to draw fans, small budget, and has to trade their key players away. In basketball, Lakers general manager Mitch Kupchak, on the eve of the opening of the season, defends his decision to trade 2 first-round picks and 2 second-round picks to acquire Steve Nash 3 years ago. Nash lasted 1 healthy season with the Lakers, likely facing retirement. Meanwhile, Houston Rockets bring in veteran center Kenyon Martin for a physical exam today. They signed ex-Laker forward Earl Clark yesterday. North Carolina is facing massive NCAA sanctions for 11 years of academic fraud involving more than 1,100 Tar Heel athletes. And Syracuse University has been ordered to an NCAA hearing the end of this week on academic and illegal financial benefits to Orange basketball players. NHL hockey, the Kings beat the Columbus Blue Jackets yesterday. Tanner Pearson with a couple of goals in the win. The Kings are 6-1-1. The Ducks lost to San Jose at home last night. Sharks scored 3 goals early against Anaheim netminder Frederick Anderson. And Boston has lost defenseman Sedino Chara. He's out 6 weeks, knee ligament damage. Auto racing NASCAR, Martinsville 400, Dale Earnhardt Jr. outruns Jeff Gordon, gets the victory in Virginia yesterday. Earnhardt was eliminated in the chase for the championship last week, however, not eligible for the $1 million grand prize. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.